Thank you for joining IAB There.
Hello, everyone. I'm Angelina Eng, VP of Measurement and Attribution here at IAB. Thank you for joining us here at IAB There, our daily live stream in which we connect the digital advertising ecosystem. On today's show, we are excited to speak with our special guest, Suraj Barwani, Chief Strategy Officer of Acuity Ads, where we will be talking about advances in journey automation, changing the marketplace and landscape this year. Suraj is the Chief Strategy Officer at Acuity Ads, a leading journey automation platform for omnichannel digital advertising. Suraj previously co-founded Digitas, a global digital advertising agency and visual measures, and a third-party digital video measurement company. Over the past 25 years, he has done extensive research on our viewership trends across digital platforms and is an authority on consumer trends and insights guiding the future of consumer marketing. Let's welcome Suraj to the screen. Hello, Suraj. How are you?
Hello, Angelina. What a pleasure.
So nice to be here. So for those that are listening for and don't really know what Acuity Ads is, can you talk a little bit about what your company does and your role?
Yes, absolutely. So Acuity Ads has been in business for almost 15 years now. So today, we call ourselves as the omni-channel journey automation company, but our roots are in programmatic advertising since 2008 and even earlier than that. We have developed our own tech stack with its core AI and machine learning, and we have become the leading performance engine for the big and major advertisers that we work with, and there are tons of them. And it's been very exciting. Over the past few years, though, just in the last, I would say, 4 years or so, ever since I sold Visual Measures to Acuity Ads, we've actually done 4 major acquisitions. And these acquisitions were all focused on bringing in net new sources of data that would give us proprietary advantage. So that would include video viewership data, which was through our third-party relationship with YouTube and then eventually Google and other platforms. We bought a social data company called 140 Proof. We bought a site search data company, and then we bought an e-commerce data company. So combining all of that, that started giving us a really interesting proprietary advantage in our ability to really be able to develop propensity models and models of valuing consumers. As we get into this conversation, you will see how that data is going to come in really handy as we get into this whole new platform, Illumin, that we launched last year, which is about journey and the managing of the consumer journey and helping advertisers really control the messaging and so forth, where it will make a huge difference in terms of being able to help achieve the path to purchase. So I think that's really fundamentally what the company is. But as we go further, I will describe to you what is it at the core of what we have developed since the acquisitions we have done, and which is over $100 million in investments we have done in all these M&As, and then the raw build over the last 2.5 years on top of it to bring something truly innovative to the marketplace.
Now, just for clarification, do you have your own programmatic platform that serves and delivers ads in the marketplace, or are you a tool that feeds into these platforms to enable them to optimize and target?
No, we have our own full stack.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, yes. Now, a lot of these things did not even exist as you look at it. If you look at 12, 13 years ago, there wasn't really much in the marketplace, and the amount of growth that has happened in programmatic since then is just phenomenal. I mean, if you look at the last data, somewhere around 85% of the advertisers are making active use of programmatic platforms, especially the DSPs. which is truly fascinating. And I'm sure you know that because you've been tracking the industry for a long time.
Yes, and I remember having to start learning how to run programmatic campaigns over at Cara, and it was quite in its infancy. And it's quite a change to when I was buying ads through ad networks, and being able to have control and transparency and optimize at will was one of the biggest changing factors in driving programmatic growth.
Huge advantage, clearly a huge advantage. I mean, you compare that with all the manual transaction that used to happen. It's crazy, right? That yes. We lived in that world before.
And then having a dashboard telling you exactly how you're trending.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Life-changing.
Of course.
So let's talk about some of the things, some of the trends that you're seeing in the marketplace, especially during the COVID period. And what you see in terms of what's going to come down the pipeline in 2021?
Yeah, I think so. I think so much. I mean, this is an understatement at this point to say so much has actually changed. I would say that if we start with where the innovation is helping us go now, so much of it you can get to it by simply understanding. What are the key drivers of it? Where's the need? What are the gaps, right? That's sort of what we need to focus on. And it's like, how are those gaps being filled going forward? And I think I would say number one is the consumer journey is not only and has always been very complex as fragmentation of media began to happen, users started moving and their media consumption started shifting. That was beginning to happen, the whole cord cutting phenomenon that was already happening over the past few years. And then the purchase shift towards more e-commerce or social commerce and things like that, right? If you begin to look at every one of those trends in the last year, almost every one of those trends has literally accelerated and magnified in some significantly big ways. So when I begin to say like the consumer journey is really complex, well, actually it is not just complex, but it is also shifting fast in both ways from consumption, which was media, and then purchase, right? So distribution.
And a lot of those behaviors shifted so significantly over the last year. And
exactly, which means now we have to get beyond just talking about the consumer journey or the customer journey as we have been doing for over a decade now, to actually now think about what is it going to take to execute and optimize and guide the consumers through the journey, because they really need guidance at this point, right? Everything is changing, right?
I think that's quite interesting because a lot of times when I think of how campaigns were managed before, it was very much you look at the data, you go into the platform, you make some changes. Yes, within each of those platforms, they have their own algorithms. But I love this thought of using the consumer journey as an insight or input into optimization. So can you talk a little bit more about how that works?
Yeah, I think this is interesting. And I think the way we are looking at this thing is the way the platforms are set up, just the way you described it, right? They are executing two very individual line item tactics. So I want to run a particular format of display on this particular channel, on this publisher, or this through this particular exchange or what have you. And you can see in a typical plan, there might be dozens, if not hundreds, of those tactical line items, depending on how many channels, how many creatives and formats, all of that, right? It gets very, very difficult if you are in the process, as advertisers are, thinking about journey the way you just described it, right? If it's a considered purchase that actually requires a few days or a few weeks or a few months to think through from a consumer's perspective, now we are into an extended sort of form in the way the programs are going to run. And the planning always gets done the way you see it on whiteboards. You know, people really look at the journey, they look at the barriers that consumers will go through, messages that we need to use as levers to really get them over those barriers and wherever they are and so forth, right? Looking at the context within which they are. But if you now contrast that with the way the line item tactics are executed, there is a huge gap and a disconnect between the two, right? And so the innovation that is being brought to the table, especially with Illumin, which is the platform that we launched in October last year, is bridging that planning and the mapping and the creation of the journey and literally the execution of that, like really showing just the way it visually looks is the way you can literally click on a single button to publish and boom, it's hotwired to execute, right? Now, and the numbers. Literally, you can see the different cohorts of the users through different decisions, engagement points, and the events that happened, whether they watched full video or half the video or portions of the video, whether they actually clicked on something or didn't, how many times did they actually view a particular message. All of those events can be used as the decision points to see whether they have migrated from have they become aware of the brand, to are they actually engaging in the education process, to are they actually moving towards the fact that they are going to actually buy?
I think that's fascinating because, like you said, typically as a buyer, when you're setting this up, they are individual line items, right? You have your brand effect, brand awareness line items, and then you have platforms that will optimize off of traffic, which then at some point from a remarketing standpoint, drive conversion. So you're saying, if I'm correct, that you're able to kind of connect that journey from one stage to the next. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Connect the dots. Exactly. So that you can see it. I mean, there is so much to be learned about the fact that we just talked about. Journeys have shifted. Life has changed for people and so forth. And marketers now need to reacquaint themselves with what is it that the consumers are doing and how might we be able to guide them and really have some semblance of control over the journey so that we can really produce the results, right? And so having it in this kind of a visual and convenient format, the way we call it the journey canvas, is a huge help. And it really brings the teams together in terms of the way. Now the teams are even remote, as you can see, right? You can't even easily gather around a board, you know, a whiteboard or whatever it is, or really have a meeting and discuss this. Everything needs to be in a common frame at this point, right? So the canvas becomes the consolidation point for everybody to walk off of, so to speak, off the same page. And so the canvas is not just about setting up the journey. It's not about executing journey. It's also the optimization. It's also the measurement. It's also the connective tissue in terms of like what really is happening. How much is the marginal cost of shifting the stage from one stage to the next? All of it is off of the same canvas. It's an amazing paradigm. I have to tell you, we are so happy, so excited, and the receptivity we've actually seen in the marketplace has just been fascinating.
Now, does it uncover new journeys or new personas?
Oh, absolutely. Well? No question. Absolutely. Yeah. You see, I'll give you an example. There's a brand we're actually working with, and I'm not going to name names because it's easier to kind of talk about it. And the client was actually saying, you just showed me an example of somebody who is actually seeing the video first, then they actually see a short format execution, then they actually see the display format and so forth, and this journey that goes through the stages and so forth. And she's saying, why do I need to go through that? Why can't I just show to the consumer just a display because I know they are in the market and boom, they'll buy right now. Why go through the whole nine yards? You can just give it to them. And if they don't buy, then potentially they need more education and I need to go into the reversal and potentially show them the video. Okay, now they've been debating this thing for a long time. Should we go one way or go the other way in sequence, right? And I told the client, why? Why are you doing that? You can literally test both sequences or other combinations of the sequences and literally know which is the shortest path, because the shortest path is doing two things for you. One, it is the fewest number of impressions, which means it is the least annoying for the consumers. And two, it is also the least costly. The fewer the impressions, the less money you have to spend in media. And that's essentially what you want the AI and the machine learning to literally, you know, run the combinatorial options for you and be able to show you and show the path as to what's really working the best for certain types of audiences. And it was just a very eye-opening discussion that we had. This literally happened 2 weeks ago.
So you're basically saying there's a interrelationship between the line items of a campaign.
Absolutely.
Right? And that by looking at the trends and what they're seeing, and you know, and in a lot of cases, buyers will set up a video campaign separately from the display campaign
exactly.
in the programmatic environment. And then there's also, you know, just the direct buys themselves. You're able to kind of like, are you saying, even if you create two separate campaigns in your system, you're still able to see the car?
Absolutely. You can stitch it all together. Absolutely. No question. It is truly a big leap in the marketplace. Now, am I saying this is all perfect? No, we are learning a lot. Every new client we work with, every new vertical, if we are working in insurance, property and casualty, versus we are working on mattress or household or financial services, everything is different in the way the journeys are different. The journey for or signing up for a college savings plan with funding with the first $10,000 for Prudential is going to be very different than buying a $3,000 mattress from Purple. Is two very different considerations. The choices you go through and how long you think about those and how long that journey is going to be in terms of education and messaging are going to be very different things, right? And so each category is bringing some nuance in the way they do it, but the ability to stitch and consolidate across channels and across, you know, format types and messaging is just a fascinating thing because it makes it easy.
So how do you train the buyers to think that way? Because they're so used to going into a platform, seeing where the stats are,
right.
and adjusting the bids accordingly to each line item. I assume that your interface really provides that, like, hey, here's really the optimal
Absolutely.
Mix of placements
Absolutely.
And targets.
You've started doing that, Angelina. Okay. You know, you obviously are very experienced. And so we are doing that. We are actually developing a whole journey certification program through the IAB Brand Academy, which we are actually literally going to launch starting in March. So that's the idea, because that's what IAB is for, is to bring more expert knowledge, new innovation tools, how to really, you know, work more effectively, more efficiently. And we figured we couldn't have partnered with a better partner than IAB to really bring a program like this to the service of the programmatic advertising industry.
I do love that thinking though, and being able to train people with that mindset, I think is really important. Now, how does creative at the actual creative asset come into play? Because most companies will use an ad server to control all the creatives. How do you take those inputs and provide recommendations back to clients to possibly look at various different journeys and the creativeness?
Yeah, so the way we do that is we set up like test programs for them with these multiple creative types and so forth. And whatever we learn from the journeys we run for them in terms of which ones are working better, what's the fewest impressions you need to deliver and so forth, right? To transition people from one stage to the next. Those learnings are then passed on to if they want to run it elsewhere. So for example, our visibility is into the open web across the Comscore 100 and the premium publishers within which we actually run these journeys, right? Now, if somebody wants to run whatever we've learned through these journeys, you know, through Google or through YouTube or through Facebook, surely they can absolutely do that because their buys might even be bigger in some of those platforms depending on what their plans are and how they are really thinking about the audience, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely, we do that. I think there was one other thing, Angelina, which I'm sure you are quite aware of because that's why you brought it up about the training aspect of it. You know, many brands are actually out there trying to in-house some of the programmatic advertising, right? That's been another big trend. And their biggest complaint has been, how do we find the talent to help us run platforms like this? And so they are the ones who are also extremely receptive because they're saying, look, you know, as opposed to me looking for the trained trader, expert, what have you, could I use my own marketing people, my own marketing analysts, advertising analysts that we have in-house, train them and do something that is so simple, easy to learn, quick to execute, really gather the insights and so forth. And I'm telling you, that's where we are getting amazing amount of receptivity.
And how long for those people that currently don't have, you know, don't have a base of experience to get acclimated into the platform?
There is a 4-episode certification program and a content that is in development right now, okay? If they go through that and really pass through some of the tests and quizzes that we'll actually provide to that, that's essentially roughly 2 days of programming, all total. So the reading material and everything else that you need to have. And obviously you're gonna need some experience and working with it. So yes, it's gonna take you a week or two to really get comfortable with it, but it is a very rapid process to really jump. I mean, you know, we are known, like our product manager will actually tell you that, you know, my 5-year-old son can actually play around with this thing the way he plays on an iPad. You know, it's all drag and drop functions, very simple, very easy. It's almost as though we brought the iPhone interaction and interface into and the experience into the programmatic platform.
You make me so excited that I want access to the platform and I want to play around with it.
Of course, of course.
So we have just one more minute left, and I want have one more question for you, and that's around big trends and game changers that you expect in 2021.
You know, this is going to be a big year. Going to be a big year. I ended up talking about journey, and frankly, when you talk about journeys, the first thing you think about is consumer identity. I think that one of the things that we have been expecting and anticipating for years, frankly, ever since GDPR and the European regulations came out, is consumer consent is going to be extremely critical. The idea of protecting consumer privacy is absolutely central at this point. The regulation is coming. The Biden administration is going to be on top of it. And there is bipartisan support actually to want to actually do that. And so we expect to see that. And we are all prepared actually. We are working feverishly towards that in terms of how we bring identity solutions. We are working with, you know, LiveRamp IDL, working with the UID2 that Trade Desk was actually moving and has been championing that, and other solutions that are coming from TransUnion and Neustar and others. And I think those will allow us to be able to continue to provide the solution that I just talked about in a way that provides continuity and respects consumer privacy. And it's a very central, very important. Other things we actually see that's going to be important is streaming is real. All of the streaming content, CTV, that is going to grow by another 40 or 50% this year is phenomenal. And it's all because of the behavior change that actually we have seen. People are spending more time at home, so therefore they have the time. And so it is actually solving a huge problem we had in terms of having good quality video inventory. With CTV consumption, video is now going to go in steroids. And I think that's a very, very nice thing that the industry will see. Advertisers will obviously benefit from that. So I think those are some of the big things we expect to change.
Well, I thank you for joining us here at IAB There. It was really a great pleasure, and I just want to learn more, but unfortunately we don't have the time. But thank you again.
Thank you, Angelina, for having me.
No, thank you. So thank you, everyone. So IAB There is a production of the Interactive Advertising Bureau. Our show today was produced by Connor Healy, Joe Ons, and John Ward. I am Angelina Eng, and thank you for watching.
IAB's next big event is ALM, the annual leadership meeting running the week of March 8th. To find out more, visit www.iab.com/events. We'll see you there.